Every Friday, my bestie comes over for a few drinks, but this time something terrible happened. Through my security cameras, I witnessed this horrifying scene unfold. Just as the intruder was about to reach my front door, I quickly reacted, locked the door from inside before they could get in, and immediately activated my security system. Using this brief window of time, I frantically grabbed my phone and called the police. But here's the bad news. Due to a sudden downpour outside, plus my house being in a pretty remote location, police would take at least an hour to get here. No choice. I had to put all my hope in the security company. The operator was clearly inexperienced. After hearing what happened, she was completely lost. So nervous she could barely breathe. There were other colleagues on duty that night, so she immediately transferred me to Mike, who had way more experience. Mike wasn't like that girl from before. He calmly analyzed the situation. Here I am, just me and my kid. No way we could take on these robbers. There were three of them, and each one was clearly well trained. A head-on confrontation would be foolish. So Mike immediately told us to find somewhere to hide, try to buy as much time as possible while we were on the call. The criminals had already planted explosives. The blast instantly knocked me to the ground, ignoring the ringing in my ears. I got up, grabbed my son, and ran for our lives. That's how we avoided getting caught. Mike discovered through remote monitoring, there were three criminals total, two males inside the house, one female outside. These people clearly came prepared. They wore masks, and at every location they'd spray black paint over the cameras. Luckily, there were plenty of cameras around. Under Mike's guidance, we used the criminals' blind spots and successfully made it to the basement. Although, the security company also tried contacting police through their direct line, but how could the criminals not think of that? Before taking action, they had already arranged for one of their crew to cut the power to the bridge, leaving a bunch of officers stuck on the peninsula. Repairs would take at least half an hour. During this time, Mike could only try his best to stall for time, but the criminals weren't stupid either. After entering the house, they jammed all the signals in the entire building. Then at their leader's signal, the three split up to take action. The female criminal was tasked with hunting us down, while he and his partner each grabbed metal detectors, continuously scanning every corner of the room, like they were looking for something valuable. Soon one of the robbers found the basement. I quickly had my son hide in the ventilation shaft, while I hid in the closet nearby. Before long, the robber found our hiding spot. Hearing the beeping from the metal detector, the robber grabbed a hammer and started smashing the wall. Behind the wall were two iron posts. The posts extended all the way to the kitchen, opening the hidden secret door. Inside was clearly a safe. Looks like this was their real target. Meanwhile, my son brought me some good news. Turns out he thought our home Wi-Fi was too slow, so for years he'd been using the neighbor's internet. This way they could use internet calling to reconnect with Mike. I successfully contacted the security company again. With lives on the line, Mike couldn't waste any more time. He guided us to dodge the criminal's pursuit while running toward the garage.
Pull Jacob's foot quickly.
Finally, under Mike's direction, we managed to reach the garage safely, but never would have expected. Just as we were about to drive away, the female criminal tracked us down here. If nothing goes wrong, something's about to go very wrong.